Welcome back to Grammar Lab, the podcast that fortifies your writing and spices up your syntax. I'm Abby, your guide through the twists and turns of the English language.
And I'm Jack, ready to concoct another grammatical potion for our eager word wizards out there. Today, we're diving into the world of punctuation with the mystique of square brackets. Keep listening to unlock their secrets.
Let's get straight into it. Square brackets, also known as crotchets, are the punctuational siblings of parentheses. But unlike the soft whispers of parentheses, square brackets shout out annotations, corrections, and clarifications loud and clear.
That's right, Abby. Square brackets have a fascinating history. Their use stretches back to formal and academic writing, where precision is key. The first recorded use of square brackets dates back to the early 15th century, where they served to include editorial comments or to clarify the meaning of the original text.
And evolution and change are as natural in grammar as they are in life. Over time, square brackets have adapted beyond academic texts to find their place in news articles, fiction, and even our casual digital conversations.
Let's delve into some examples. Imagine reading a historical document, quite intriguing, but a bit confusing due to archaic language. If I were editing it for modern readers, I might insert explanations using square brackets. For example, he rode to the ville and proclaimed the edict.
That's a great example, Jack. Now I'll toss you another scenario. Let's say you're quoting someone and some context is missing. Square brackets come to the rescue to enhance understanding. If the quote is, "She said it was stolen," but you need to specify what it refers to, the sentence would read, "She said it was stolen."
Quiz time. Abby, imagine you're quoting a social media post and there's a typo. How would you correct it to preserve the original intent while noting the error?
I'd use square brackets to indicate the correction. So if the post read, "I love my new cat," but "cat" was clearly meant to be "car," the quoted correction would be, "I love my new."
Yes, exactly. And folks, remember, square brackets are also widely used in referencing styles, like APA, to denote editors' or translators' notes. If a quote is from a source in another language and you've used a translation, you would include after the translated text.
Truly versatile tools in our punctuation kit. Now for another fun test. If I say, "Thankfully, my phone survived the blank," what word would you use to fill in the blank to signify information I've added for clarity?
I'd say, "Thankfully, my phone survived the..."
Correct. By the way, how did your phone end up in the pool?
Well, that's a story for another time. Moving on, don't forget to use square brackets judiciously. Their overuse can clutter writing and interrupt the flow.
And that's a wrap on square brackets, folks. If you've enjoyed our little grammatical journey today and you crave more punctuation prowess, remember to subscribe and tune in next time.
Questions? Curiosities? Ponderings? If there's a grammatical conundrum you'd like us to unravel, reach out at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Check out show notes for our email and newsletter links.
We're peeking out from behind these mics, eager to read your reviews and to invite more language lovers into our Grammar Lab community. So if you like the show, make your mark with stars and words.
Remember, whether you prefer a comma or a semicolon, square brackets or parentheses, the joy of language is at your fingertips. Here's to your next punctuation adventure.
Stay curious, keep writing, and until next time, happy bracketing.